It's Tuesday the 3rd of December, and it's still darkish. Yes, still darkish. I say more light than dark. But it's very, very grey. It's so monotone in the skies. Shades of grey. Wasn't there a book about that? Yeah. But it's dry. It's a wee bit breezy at times. But there's no birds in the garden. Well, if they are, I can't see them. I certainly can't hear them. So, what's the difference between this morning, yesterday morning, or any morning for that matter? Why is it that at the same time in the morning there can be masses of bird activity and song, or there can be, like this morning, hardly a thing? Though I do hear a wee chip chip coming from the side. I think it's a wren. Can't see it yet, but I recognise its call. It's just like the blackbird's alarm call, to be perfectly honest with you, but just tinier and sharper. Oh, that's lovely fresh air though, I must say that. Certainly clearing the cobwebs from behind the eyes. That's probably because it just blows through my head, through one ear and out the other. Cooler around you when it gusts up a wee bit, but there you go. It is winter and I can't believe that this is all we're getting so far, but it's great. It's great. I'm trying to remember what was on my mind this morning in the shower. I can't. And it, for a good number of days now, it's been, I've had no mood swings, no awful depressive thoughts, and certainly not this morning. But there was something that was on my mind, and I thought, if it comes to mind when I come out here, I'll talk about it, but I can't. Such is my memory, you know. In all honesty, it is getting worse. I'm not just thinking it's getting worse, it is getting worse. It's shockingly terrible. I'll give you a quick example. If someone told me their name and their telephone number, not so long ago, I could memorise that and wait till I got a pen and paper later on and then I'll scribble it down. Now I've got to write it down right away. But I'm looking, what's the expression to say, you're hearing but you're not listening, and you're watching but you're not seeing. Well, that's how my brain's working just now. It's not paying attention. It's being told something, but it's not saving it as a draft. Oh my God, am I really saying this? I can't believe I've actually said that, saving it as a draft. In other words, it's my memory's become volatile. Oh, that's a lovely word to use. Volatile. In other words, it's not absorbing the information it's getting. It's saying it is, and then it's kicking it out the back door. And that's about the best way I can describe how it's working at the moment. I have to write down to, I mean, so many cars. Even this morning, before I came out here, I had to write down, call Jerry, do this, do that. I have to take that with me. When I go in the car, it's stuck on the dash right in front of my eyes. And that's only one card. Mary has to write cards down for me because I do forget. I'm now forgetting appointments. Yesterday I went up for a haircut and completely forgot that it was today, I think, and that the hairdresser doesn't even open on a Monday. So now I'm thinking, was it really today? Should I phone and check, or I'll just go up again? And everything has got to be written down, and even then, if I forget to take the card with me, I need something to say, remember to take the cards with you. To me, stepping out the front door is like stepping out the TARDIS. All that space and information that was inside is immediately evaporates as soon as I get out the door. Oh dear. But that's how I feel. I just feel that it's getting worse and worse and worse. I don't suppose I'm alone. I'm certainly not unique. I suppose I should really be grateful that seems to be, appears to be, the only real mental problem I've got at the moment. I'm not so sure it's called, well, it is a mental problem, but if you know what I mean. Yes, I'll accept that. If I'm still healthy, still get about, still have an active life, still do so many things, so what if I forget a few things? So what? My friends have come down there. Mrs. Blackbird's redden up the remains of the porridge, and the wee dunnock, that little drab looking little bird that's so lovable, that just does its own thing, bothers nobody, just gets on with its life. hands are cold now.